Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, bonjour. Dobro jutro. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. You've tuned in to and you're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, and we're going to review The Heart of the Lion, the book that I wrote. You'll just love it. You know that sidebar, books are marvelous gifts. Now, this show is live, but it will be archived, and you could log on. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. And will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? You will never happen again. Life is not a dress rehearsal. There's only one of you. And don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And let me remind you, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And our body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. And I'm going to repeat this again. There's only one of you. Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. You've tuned into and you're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? Now, before I get into reviewing The Heart of the Lion, which was written with Tom Puttrick, I want to acknowledge impact. I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers and impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. I married an iron worker, and I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers of Chicago, International, the Domperion of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. And gals, it's for you too. I wrote a 6-minute CD about ironworkers, what a noble profession. And I opened with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It is just awesome. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you by the Beau Vivant Iron Age, unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Wire arts, sculpture, leatherworks, original, hand-built, made one of a time, and your gift will never, ever be duplicated. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. I'm going to digress for a moment. I was going through my notes, and I'm just amazed that Dwight Eisenhower was so passionate about what he said. It was for all of you gals. No man is worth your tears. But once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And you guys, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But if you find one, she won't break your heart. I'm not all fluff. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, and globally. I'm compliant without compromising my beliefs and who I am. And darlings, may I remind you, we live in mind. It can only return to us what we think into it. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkled like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Yes, darlings, I am going to review The Heart of the Lion, but when I get the epiphany to share with you some of the philosophies that truly have been my life. May you live as long as you want, and never want as long as you live. You're young and useful at any age if you're still planning for tomorrow. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. And your main mind, like a parachute, functions only when open. And Oliver W. Holmes said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. This brings me back to my center. Trends are nothing but an extension of the past into the future. And temptations are mere ideas entertained in the mind. And this is from Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. And I want you to relate to this. Stop. Sit quietly. Close your eyes. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. And once you've set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I asked of life, life would have willingly paid. We were all born with the use of the creative power of the universe at the tip of our tongue that thought the word. By our thinking, we shape our looks and our world. And both can be as beautiful as our thoughts are loving and kind. Our work is done in mind alone, and the only equipment needed is thought. And then I added, don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as Camelot. This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. That is Hamlet. And I love Raymond C. Barker, a theologian, who said, the danger of Middle Ages is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. The answer to what I shall be is contained in what I'm now thinking. What are you thinking right now? The mind is the key to all our experiences, and our use of it determines our health, wealth, happiness, and security. And you're right. Where you're supposed to be, you can't be anywhere else. There's nowhere else to be. So what is the operational word here? Nowhere. Now, here. Obstacles are those little nigglies that crop up when we take our sight off our goal. Hey, worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but won't get you anywhere. Oh, behold the mighty turtle. He only makes progress when he sticks his neck out. A friendship true is like pure gold. It won't wear out because it's old. Being good isn't enough if you dream of being great. A man who has no money is poor, but a man who has nothing but money is poorest of them all. And an empty purse is really bad, but an empty head is a whole lot worse. Ah, you're young only once, but you could stay childish and immature for life. Are you ready for this? Remember to emulate the behavior of a winner when you lose, because competition doesn't build character. It reveals it. And oh, darlings, we can't control the length of our life, but we can control the quality, depth, and width. And spend so much time on improving yourself that you really don't have time to criticize others. And don't grumble and complain because you don't have what you want. Be thankful you don't get what you deserve. The way that some people find fault, you'd think there was a reward. And best to sleep on what you plan to do than to be kept awake by what you've done. And come on, darlings, there's no way around it. The law of attraction. The way we feel is the way we attract. And as we get older, we need so little, but we need that little so much. And take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of our soul. And remember, God's delays are not God's denials. Hold on, hold fast, hold out. Patience is genius. Lose everything but your faith in God, and you'll lose nothing. Lose your faith in God, and you'll lose everything. I know you'll love this. This has to bring a smile. Men and husbands are like fires in a fireplace. left unattended, they go out. I expect, I accept, for I deserve, and I'm worthy of, and I'm ready to receive and give thanks for God's lavish, unlimited abundance and ever-increasing flow of health, wealth, happiness, success, patience, and financial security. I'm going to repeat this. What you think about comes about. It is the law of attraction. The Heart of the Lion. I wrote the book with Tom Puttrick. It is, get it at Ex Libris. I gave you all the information the other day. 888-795-4274. And you could order them at cxlibris.com 15508. I wrote a journal. And that is how this book came to be. My land is Kenya. The Heart of the Lion. Adventurous, exciting, mystical, supernatural, and romantic. Now, I'm sidebar. This month I'm doing The Heart of the Lion, but in March it's going to be Choices. Oh, you won't want to miss any of the radio shows. You see, the relationship of main characters and how they relate to Africa, I go back. My heart belongs in Kenya. My land is Kenya. Another fascinating component is that while the story is fictional, there are some segments that are true. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making the pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. Yes, I know you've heard this before, but if I don't repeat it, you won't remember. And what's great is that this book is good for all ages. Every and anyone that enjoys a mystical romantic adventure. The young at heart. It's compelling. It's important because it entertains the adventuresome and appeals to those that may embrace reincarnation. Dealing with the supernatural is always unprecedented. The theme of reincarnation is controversial. The book explores this in great detail. It's to entertain, enlighten, and to expose the reader to the wonderful journey of the mind. My experience in the supernatural realm, Tom, I've witnessed and believe them to be real. This is from Tom Puttrick. Kathy's journey to Africa gives firsthand knowledge of the story's background. Tom is insightful. And he experienced supernatural sightings. While writing the book, Tom and Kathy shared an unusual coincidence regarding the characters. Tom had no way of knowing that the names he chose were actually the names of Kathy's parents. It was only after discussions in the beginning that Kathy asked Tom, "How did you know my parents' name and that Luke was an uncle that lived with us?" He said he just knew. I love alerting the media that there is a book covering this subject of paranormal activity and reincarnation, while embracing suspense and romance. Tom's experience with the paranormal and Kathy's intuitiveness have blended to create a phenomenal book. You won't be able to put the book down. Africa has always been referred to as the Dark Continent. The Dark Continent of Africa exposed a romantic story, tracking, tracing the spiritual and personal growth of two people desperately searching for the true meaning of life. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And may I remind you again, not to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And wouldn't you love to give a voice to your passion? Get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure. By the way, I told you that I write a journal. No matter where I go or what I do, I jot down the experience of that moment. Because you never know what's going to transpire. You will never, ever know what would transpire. And the book, I'm telling you, 185. It's only 185 pages. And I'm just going to read to you the last chapter. Felicia Cole closed the cover of a book that Rick had given her. After placing the book on the top shelf of her father's bookcase, she walked to the window and stared at the setting sun. She thought about the man who captured her heart in Africa. And she knew she would love Rick Taylor for life. Get the book at Ex Libris Corporation. And I'd love to pick it up and to read it. Because you see, my dedication is to my husband Bill, who passed away, whose love, support, and patience allows me to be me. To Cindy, Bill, Bob, my children, thank you for being an integral force in helping me grow personally and spiritually. Your achievements in life make me proud. And to my mom and dad, affectionately known as Ma and Pa Pawn, both made their way to America from Europe in the 1900s. Ma Pawn was a brilliant and natural nutritionist. Thanks, Ma, for the good health I enjoy today. And Pa Pawn, your work ethics and sense of family loyalty continue to be my inspiration to achieve whatever I want in life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on the Air, sharing with you that it's important. You see, you matter in life. You do matter. And there's only one of you. And you have something that is just a burning desire. Burning desire to share your experiences with the world, that I'm going to remind you. Don't go till the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. So where do I begin to acknowledge so many that had a dramatic effect on my life? Who has had a dramatic effect on your life? You see, I went back to my ancestors. Somewhere in the chain of command, there was that special gene, adventuresome and visionary, that was passed on to me. I thank you for that, ancestors. Now I'm sharing this with you because I don't want you to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. I'm convinced that there are some things you cannot question. I was destined to go to Africa in 1984, Kenya, Nairobi, Samburu, Kikorok, Kilagudi, Ambasali, the Mighty K, Mount Kilimanjaro. I really wanted to go to Anna Osland Spa in Romania, but I wound up in Africa. All ports of call, unique, magnificent, breathtaking, to feel the energy of Africa, excuse me, is awesome. And I shared it with the Hell's Angels, the group five of us. They all helped make this a journey beyond belief and description. Get the book. Get the book, The Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa was inexplicable, wonderful, and exciting. The East African, sweet and so polite. The food better than I thought it would be. The lodges, average to outstanding. To sum it up, for my first out-of-this-world experience, I'm glad I had all of you to share it with, so my darlings. Till we meet again, I salute Jin Dan Chin Shin. With affection, best wishes for 100 years of good health. And Tom left so many, many loving thoughts. And at the end, to Kathy, what can I say? You truly are an incredible woman. And Lee Puttrick, his mom, wrote a marvelous, marvelous foreword to the book. And I know that I'm repeating myself. You have, once you start to read The Heart of the Lion, you won't put it down. And it needs to be a movie. It needs to be a movie. Chapter 1. His eyes were transfixed on the distant horizon. A scattering of brush needed to be watched carefully. This wasn't the first time he would see battle in North Africa. He heard rumors about General Patton's bravado before each engagement. I kid you not. Get the book. And you could get it at Ex Libris. You will travel through some of the most beautiful and picturesque landscapes in all of Africa. Enjoy the tale. And Tom has been writing for over 20 years. And he does believe in the supernatural. It is this belief that allows him to successfully journey into a world beyond our imagination. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. And darlings, don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be, and don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. happy St. Valentine's Day. Love in your heart wasn't with her to stay. Darlings, love isn't love till you give it away. Au revoir.